Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With all eyes on the presidential campaign trail this summer, many people, especially those here in Massachusetts, are speculating how former Governor Mitt Romney might shape his cabinet. Debate erupted late last week over reports that Romney was considering former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as his running mate. Rice released a statement over the weekend saying nothing's changed since last month when she said she is not interested. But who might become some of Romney's advisors, and might Condoleezza Rice have to change her mind? Well, Richard Taylor, a professor of business law at Suffolk University and former transportation secretary in the Weld administration, has attended various Romney campaign events and retreats, and he joins us now to talk about some of the possibilities. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. Well, I understand that you were at a recent retreat in Utah for former Governor Romney and for donors and other Republicans, and Condoleezza Rice was there. What did she say, and how was she received? What was the vibe like?
Secretary Rice was among a number of speakers addressing donors and policymakers, and spoke very forcefully about the opportunity in this election for Republicans to regain the White House, and was very well received.
Did it seem then that she could possibly be vice presidential candidate material?
If one looks at the campaign at the moment, Governor Romney only has a few more opportunities to make a game-changing decision. The first is vice president, and Condoleezza Rice, Secretary Rice, certainly provides some comfort level with respect to diversity. If you look at her background of having been former Secretary of State and National Security Advisor, she brings a broad reach of foreign policy and international experience to any ticket. She brings a very powerful case, and others are looking at her. Secondly is the Attorney General's position. People are concerned about the Office of Civil Rights, voting rights, and if you look at former Governor Bill Weld, if a Governor Romney appoints Condoleezza Rice as vice president and a Bill Weld for attorney general, I think many in the middle would be very comfortable.
But she also brings some baggage. She was a supporter of the Iraq War. She's also called herself, I believe, mildly pro-choice on abortion. I mean, those are things that would have to be weighed in any kind of decision about a vice presidential running mate.
If we believe that moderates, independents, women, and African-Americans, Latinos, are going to probably determine this election, she makes a powerful case for addressing many of the concerns inside the decision room, inside the White House, for being vice president.
Now, there are many folks who say that this report, that Condoleezza Rice may be chosen by Romney, came out in the Drudge Report, and the Drudge Report folks are very close to the Romney campaign, and it was sort of a trial balloon that was floated after Romney was really booed during the NAACP convention last week. And it's sort of thinking, okay, how might this go over with conservatives? Is that what's happening here, and what kind of reaction have we heard since this idea was floated? Loaded with some substance, at least, as of last Friday.
The far right is going to vote for Governor Romney. So this is a matter of managing the middle of the electorate. Condi Rice is viewed as covering almost a triple play, if you look at baseball terminology. So I don't think a campaign is concerned about the right if you're a Republican, and you're not concerned about the left if you're a Democrat. You're trying to weed the middle, and Secretary Rice offers a powerful case for weaving that middle.
However, she has said, no, she's not doing it. She wants policy, likes policy over politics. And again, over the weekend, you know, a statement was released that she says, no, I am not going to be a vice presidential candidate. So while we may be talking about the idea of this, what about the reality or the possible reality of it happening?
If one is called to serve as president, vice president, Supreme Court, Federal Reserve, it's very difficult to say no to your country.
Now, you said that you think Romney has a few opportunities left to make a game-changing move. Does the game need to change for Mitt Romney? Is that what you're saying?
President Obama's team is running a very spirited campaign. Every week, there is a strong volley. It seems that the Romney campaign is playing defense every week, and President Obama's team is playing offense every week. So, to many observers, this kind of volley favors the incumbent. And so if one is to regain the offense and press forward, those kinds of appointments around vice president and attorney general, properly vetted in advance, would offer a strong opportunity to change the game.
Richard Taylor, former transportation secretary in the Weld administration, currently business law professor at Suffolk University. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, and have a good day.